Pnimius and a daf yomi gomer Shabbos daf yud. So in yud and aleph we have some important agadatos about tefillah, talmud torah, din, sitting in din. And there's a powerful and, you know, for some people somewhat challenging, for other people very beautiful agadah that says the following: Rava chaziel Rav Hamnuna dekar ma'arech b'tziluse. That Rava saw Rav Hamnuna, and that he was prolonging his prayer. He saw that he was being ma'arech, he was taking a long, long time. He had a lengthy, lengthy Shmon Esrei, lengthy davening. So Amar, he said about him, he said the following, Manichen chaye olam v'oiskim b'chayesha. He like, feh. He went, like, yeah, you know, these people who do that, they're abandoning chaye olam, they're abandoning the eternal life, and they're being also in the chayesha, right? The pashtus is the chayesha. Means, you know, that it's you daven, you know, chayolim is Torah, and tefillah is what you daven for the here and now. You know, refuah, Rashi says, for shalom, for peace, mazonos, parnasa. And that's it. So I said, okay, yeah, like this guy, you know, he's leaving the important things on the side, and he's doing, and he's, you know, dealing with the less important things. Right? So obviously, what's the opinion of Rav Hamnuna? Then why was he lengthening? So the Gemara says, "Who suffers man tefillah l'chud is man tayir l'chud." That the zman of tefillah is one, and the zman of tayir is the other. That there, these two times don't kind of come at expense of one another. That if you have a distinct time for Talmud Torah and a distinct time for tefillah, it won't infringe. If you have 24 hours in your day and you're worried that if you put an hour in tefillah, you won't have that hour for Torah, it's not true. That's not how he holds. Okay. Rabbi Yirmiyah Havayasav Kami the Rabbi Zira, and then another very similar case that Rabbi Yirmiyah was sitting in front of Rabbi Zira, Havayaske Bishmaitza, and he was, you know, in the Sugya, he was dealing with a halacha. So Nagalataluye Vahakamisariv Rabbi Yirmiyah. Right? So it was getting time for davening, so Rabbi Yirmiyah was rushing, he was hurrying in order to finish it. So Karla Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Zira got upset, he quoted him the Pasuk, Mezerazna Mishmal Taira Gam Tilasa Tueva. That someone who turns his ear away from hearing Torah, his tefillah is that of a toefa also. Okay, so right, clearly we have different opinions in this Gemara about what's more important in terms of priority, in terms of tefillah versus Torah. Right, so the first opinion we have is that right, that Torah is more important because he said Menichin Chay Olam Ve'oskim Chay Shah, that you should leave Chay Olam and deal with Chay Shah. No way, that's a horrible thing. Right, called tefillah chayisha. The next one says no, that there's one tefillah chud, there's one tari l'chud. And the last one is we have Rabbi Yirmiyah who said it's better to rush the sukkah to daven, and Rabbi Zira who was upset at him. So in Pnimius, there's a lot to unpack here because really Torah and tefillah represent two different relationships with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and I think you actually see it dafka from this lashon of menichin chaye olam va'oskim v'chayisha. Because what's chaye olam mean? That Torah is considered chaye olam, the eternal life. Olam also means, from a shorish of he'olam, hester, of things that are hidden. That the Torah is revealing the hidden aspects of the Bria. That the Ribbono Shel Olam is everywhere. And Hashem is in everything, he's in every molecule and beyond and every molecule. He is mamish everywhere in the entire Bria. And the Torah is our way to tap into that, to relate to the Hashem who's, you know, this ungraspable being, and we do it through his Torah. We say, look, I can't know anything about the Ribbono Shel Olam, but I could know what the Ribbono Shel Olam would paskin, you know, by the case of Shor Shenagach HaSapara. And I would know what Hashem considers, you know, to be Tamei and Tahor, and I wouldn't know what Hashem considers to be Asar and Matar. And I could be Osik and Torah, and I could learn the Halachos, and that's kind of uncovering and unpacking the He'olam, the hiddenness, and that's why Torah is called Chaye Olam. It's relating to Hashem, a relationship with recognizing that Ribbono Shel Olam is beyond us and above us. And that he's ultimately something hidden, and our job is to try to get to know him more and more, to try to meet the man behind the curtain. Kiviyachol. To call tefillah chaye sha'a is actually representing a different aspect of our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's the personal relationship, right? We have the lashon of chaye sha'a, very similar to the pasuk by the Karbanos of Kain and Hevel. Right, the pasuk says that Hevel brought from Bechoros Tzono, V'chaveyan, he brought from his Tzon, from the Bechoros, and the fattiest parts, V'yisha Hashem al Hevel, V'al Menchasa, Hashem turned to Hevel and his carbon Mincha, right, V'al Kayan, V'al Menchasa, Lo Sha'a, right, but Hashem didn't turn, he didn't, you know, pay attention to Kayan and his carbon Mincha. Right, so you see the word sha'a, which we obviously here means time, also can mean like Hashem is turning and Hashem is directing towards. So when we say that Kayin, sorry, that Ribbono Shalom is was vayisha, that he turned to Hevel, that's what it means chay sha'a. That's the way we create a relationship with the Ribbono Shalom, that through tefillah, it's a different connection with Hashem. Torah, we learn to understand the Ribbono Shalom better. Tefillah is not about understanding the Ribbono Shalom ever. We're asking, like Rashi said, for shalom, for mazon. We're asking for things. We're not understanding him better, but what are we doing? We're tapping into a reality. We're tapping into a reality that says that I recognize Hashem, that I have something to do with you, that no matter how nisgav and how aloof you are and how lofty you are, I could relate to you and you and I could have a relationship. And that's a very, very beautiful and important and special relationship. So now we understand why there's some opinions, right, who say that Torah is the most important, that ultimately the most important thing is that you should have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, sorry, that you should understand the Ribbono Shel Olam, that you need to work on that. And we have opinions that say no, the most important thing is that you should have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, even if it's at the expense of understanding him. Then we have the opinion that, you know, each of them are lechud, that it's never going to be that. The more you work to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam, will never be at the expense of relating to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the more you work to relate to the Ribbono Shel Olam, will never be at the expense of understanding. And that opinion should be a big chizik to us, because sometimes we go through a day where we, you know, our time is limited, and we're opting to go to a quicker minyan maybe so we can have a chavrusa, or we're opting to daven longer at the expense of our learning, or, you know, at the expense of other limudim that we could do. And sometimes we might feel like, what's ultimately my goal? Is my goal to, you know, I should clock in a certain amount of hours of learning Torah, or I should amass a certain amount of Torah under my belt, or is my goal that I should, you know, ask Hashem for everything I can possibly think of? Maybe I should stop asking Hashem for so much. I should daven a little bit quicker and move on to Torah. So firstly, you have what to rely on all sides. And that's important to know, that, you know, you should tap into what speaks to you. But ultimately, to really recognize that each one is lechud, that each one is independent, and they don't, you know, infringe on one another. Zman tefillah lechud and zman Torah lechud, that somehow there's zman for both, that there's different ways to relate to Ribbono Shel Olam, and they don't contradict. And if at points you're more relating to understanding Hashem as a relationship, that's great. And sometimes you're relating to Hashem more of somebody who it's impossible to have a relationship with, because he's so ha'alam, and it's chayolam, and he's so hidden, and he's so nistar, and he's, you know, deep down behester, that's also okay.